You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
And here we go. Line ball to start this game.
Jeremy Loblotsky and John Morasty teeing off on one another.
And Tom Borowski is just pounding away at Robinson. He said Tom Borowski, this is the guy who set a Western Hockey League record for 505 penalty minutes.
Let's call it like it is. Tom Borowski's a boon.
Getting closer, he reaches in a right, he's out, Scott Griffin, he's just fought, Stu Griffin, oh my goodness, Scott Parker for the KO of Stu Griffin.
This is one of the best hockey fights we have seen in a long time.
Vandenbush tells the linesman, get the heck out of my kitchen.
Ray Victor, he absolutely decked Jim Crane with a wild right.
Bashir staggered by a big left hand.
Chris Nyland on a penalty shot. Score!
Bugar down the wing. Bugar bombs away. Score!
5-1-3-0, number 47 for Boston. Those guys, 5 minutes each for fighting!
This should be good. This should be very good.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to episode number 88 of the 5 for Fighting podcast. My name is Alec, your host, and this is the show where we focus on the players who drop the gloves and the fans who enjoy watching them do it. Also, a proud member of the Hockey Podcast Network. I know I had announced it a couple weeks back that I had signed with the Hockey Podcast Network, and you know, it's probably been all downhill from there. I've been showing my how valuable I am to the network by not uploading a damn thing for the past like 3 weeks. So I apologize. If there's one thing you could say about the podcast, it's consistently inconsistent, right? You know, and I'll get into kind of detail. That's kind of what this episode is for. Believe me, what I was doing before, I would have much rather been podcasting every day of the week. But before I get into that, of course, like I said, I'm a member of the Hockey Podcast Network. Each team is represented by a show. There's many shows out there. So whatever team you are a fan of, head on over to the network and you'll likely find a show. On the original side of things, the others, myself, you got Joe now. Joe Lazito over at the Coliseum Chronicles has signed with the Hockey Podcast Network. So, boy, if they didn't, I don't know what's going on at their HR office or, you know, what's going on in their meetings. Maybe that's it's signing us on to, you know, see where they go, and it's going to be a glow up now because you got me, Darren, and Joe. Just let the inmates run the asylum out here, I guess. No, I kid, but. Yeah, go check out Joe over the Coliseum Chronicles, of course, Islanders Enforcer podcast. I've mentioned him many times before, but he actually just had on Ross Olsen not too long ago. He had on Jimmy Mazza. I got to catch up. I've been behind on both Darren and Joe shows, so go check those out, though. I know a lot of you ECHL fans, and actually, I messaged this to Joe. This was no bullshit. The Ross Olsen interview he did is actually probably one of my favorite interviews that Joe's done in the entirety of his show, and that's saying a lot because he's had some fantastic guest on over the years, and so I encourage you to go check that out. I look forward to checking out his Jimmy Mazza episode. I feel bad. Joe was asking me for footage, and I got him the Mazza footage. I had gotten him the Ross Olsen footage before, but I got slammed with work basically, and I felt so bad. I didn't even think I like one time I didn't even reply to him. I felt like such a fucking asshole. So Joe, if you're listening, I apologize, man. I'll get into again why I haven't even really been interacting on social media that much either. I've just been so fucking busy. But yeah, of course, all the other guy up there out there in Saskatchewan, Darren over there on the fourth line voice, got to mention him. I don't even know what he's been doing either. Again, I've been out of the loop. I don't think he's had any. I think he had on a few fight fans recently. I could be wrong. I believe he had Steve from When Probert Was King, old Barrett up there, and he had someone else on. I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, he just had those boys on, and those guys are awesome. Great hockey fight fans, so I'm sure the content is great. Darren always does a good job, although I can't ever tell it to him to his face, or through text. I'll just say it on the podcast and hope he doesn't listen. But no, Darren does a fantastic job over there at the fourth line voice. Both him and Joe do. They've got some great back catalogs of enforcer interviews like John Morasty, Steve McIntyre, Joey Tedarenko, Clark Wilm, Josh Mazur. And like I mentioned with Joey, just had Mazza Olsen on. So it's been great. And he's had on other guys before that too. Plenty of Islanders enforcers like Mick Vukota and stuff like that. So, don't mind Gates the puppy sneezing there in the background. Wouldn't be a podcast here in the Five for Fighting household without Gates coming in and running amok and fucking shit up, right? No, I kid. He's a good boy, actually. He's been laying down. He's just coming in to just check everything out. But basically, yeah, so how's everybody doing? I hope everybody's doing well. I feel bad. Like I said, I haven't gotten much content out there, like, anywhere, even in terms of social media. I haven't even really been able to watch hockey. I've been trying to watch the damn Kelly Cup playoffs. The fucking Everblades are in it, and I was telling this to, I think, Chris the other day. You know, they've been in the playoffs, and they made it to the finals. Actually, Game 3 was just last night. I actually got to watch that one, and I got to watch Game 2. I missed most of Game 1, but this is only like the fourth game in full I've gotten to watch all Kelly Cup finals, or excuse me, all Kelly Cup playoffs. So it's been rough. My hockey watching has been lacking, and it sucks. I've been wanting to watch the playoffs. Of course, like I said, the Everblades are in it. So, and of course I said before I was going to start covering the ECHL. My goal was to actually start covering everything during the conference finals between, Newfoundland and Florida, and then who was the other one? It was Idaho and I think Toledo, maybe. I think that sounds right. But my goal was to cover the games then, and now I have barely watched any. I've gotten to watch, like I said, a grand total of like four full games this entire playoffs. So sucks to suck, I guess. But basically, what's been going on with me? Nothing crazy. It's just been work is all it is. We had something happen at a job site that required all hands for like basically 2 weeks straight. And we were walking the site every single day, full property around every building. It was funny. My coworker actually wears an Apple Watch or whatever. And he was like, did you know we've been walking like 4.5 miles every day since like last week? I'm like, that's absurd. And of course, my fat ass, you know, yeah, I feel it in my feet and my knees and my back and everything. I'd get home at around like 7. Cause like I said, we would do the walks and then immediately just go looking at spreadsheets. And I wouldn't get home till like 7 or something like that. Sometimes one night I got home at like 9:30. So it's just been rough. And it's just been, I want to be enthusiastic when I do the podcast. I don't want to come in here and just be like, you know, oh, I got to get this out of the way. I want to be in the right mindset because I was just fucking tired. And I felt bad because, of course, my wife was, she'd be home too. And she's stuck with the dogs. And we got to spend time with her. And I didn't realize how packed our month of May was, but we weren't hardly home every weekend. That was another thing that sucked is I didn't realize every weekend we were pretty much booked. Like we went to go visit my parents in the mountains during Memorial Day weekend. Then I had a buddy come the following weekend. Then the weekend after that, all right, back by the magic of editing. Sorry, I had to retrace. I was like, what the fuck was I doing? I went to Arizona the first week. Then the week after I had a buddy come to visit. And then the week after that, we went to the mountain house out in the mountains of North Carolina, went to the lake or whatever to go visit my parents. So I've been packed this month, and it was like I'd work all week, then every weekend I was busy. So I apologize, folks. It wasn't until later, my wife and I looked at each other like, what the fuck did we sign up for? Like, why did we agree to do all this shit in the month of May? So again, I apologize. Like I said, I would much rather be podcasting, believe me. And to show you how out of the swing of things I am, just this part alone, this is the furthest I've made it so far. I took me, I'm not kidding, probably like 10 to 15 times. I wouldn't even make it a minute in because I'd fumble fuck my words, and I'm still going to do it. But I think I'm at the point where it's just like, it's just going to happen. So, yeah, like I said, hope everybody's been doing well. And, you know, I've been asked a couple times, you know, where, when are you going to come out with another episode? Believe me, I wish I could tell you, but the time is now. So there's been some happenings going on in hockey and the Kelly Cup playoffs going on, the Stanley Cup finals going on. I haven't really seen any highlights or anything for the AHL. But right now the Everblades, they got a stranglehold on the series. They're up 3-0, so we'll see how it goes. They're looking really good against Idaho, actually. At least the last two games. Like I said, I watched very bits and pieces of the first one, but I couldn't get the full game in. So, you know, my opinion is just based off of what I saw in the first two games. But yeah, Florida looks really good, so we'll see where that goes. Hopefully they can go back-to-back. As everybody knows, I'm a Blades fan now. Do I really actually generally care if they win? No, it doesn't really affect me in any way, so I'm not going to let it ruin my day if they don't win the Kelly Cup. It's okay. I hope everybody tuned in to the Chris Ortebody interview that I just did. Well, I just did. My most recent episode, I'll say. And obviously, I didn't just do it. But the old Chris Ortebody interview, I hope you folks go back and check that out. I want to thank Chris again for coming on to the show. That was his second appearance on the Five for Fighting podcast. And, you know, looking forward to seeing what happens next year and where he ends up. I know he was released by Worcester, and we'll see where he goes. I hope he stays in the South Division. The South Division has been a lot of fun to watch. I was actually supposed to have Nico Blatchman on the show to come on for the third time, but unfortunately, of course, the way it goes, that day I ended up getting a massive migraine, so that sucked, and those are not fun. Luckily, I was fortunate enough to get handed down this great migraine genetics from my grandmother. She gets them too. Nobody else in the family gets them but me and her, so it's awesome. But no, so I definitely plan on having Nico on the show, and actually, I want to say congratulations to Nico. He just welcomed the birth of his first child, a baby girl, into the world, so congratulations to Nico and the missus, and looking forward to parenthood, I'm sure you guys are, and you know, best of luck to you guys. Hopefully there's not too many sleepless nights going on right now, but you know, of course, with a new child, I'm sure it's crazy. But yeah, I was supposed to have him on. I ended up getting a migraine, and you know, Nico's super cool about it, and so he'll definitely be on the show. Maybe I'll try to have him on next week or something like that. We'll see down the line maybe where, if our schedules can line up, because of course he's got a child now, so it's gonna be kind of hard, you know, with the new kid. I'm sure you're pretty busy. So we'll see if we can get some schedules to line up and all that fun stuff. But I'd really love to get Nico back on and talk about the season he had. I think he had a great season. It's probably actually his best season so far. I know it's only his second season in the league, but you know, you look at the numbers and everything he did, I thought it was very, very solid season for Nico. So looking forward to getting him back on the show. Also looking forward to Ice Wars 3 it's July 15th out in Wyoming. It's I forget the name of the place, damn it. I should probably know it. I can look it up while I'm chit-chatting about it. But it's some saloon out in Wyoming, so that looks pretty cool. Unfortunately, I don't think I'll be able to make it out there. Air travel right now, it's so damn expensive. I just don't know why it is. It's crazy right now, so I don't think I'll be able to make it out there. I'll definitely be buying it on pay-per-view. I have to talk with the boys about it, but I'd like to see about, because I don't think any of us are going to Ice Wars either, just because it's just, for us, it's not feasible, for me. I don't know about them. I know Darren's up in Canada, of course, Jay out in Iowa, but I'd love to do like a Skype call or some shit during it, and I'm not saying to record a podcast or anything or something like that, but just bullshit with them while we're watching it, because of course I don't think I'm gonna make my wife sit through that by herself. The last time we had Ice Wars on the pay-per-view, I had a couple buddies over for it, so this time I think it's just gonna be me. I'll probably be a recluse in the office, because I'm sure she doesn't want to sit there and watch Ice Wars, although she should. But yeah, I'd like to, I don't know, maybe do a video call or hop on the phone with the boys while we're watching it and just, you know, talk about it. I think it'd be fun. Kick back some beers. Actually, you know what? Speaking of beers, let's crack a Bushski open. I really don't drink much alcohol like anymore at all lately. This is my first pack of Bush Light in probably like 3 or 4 months. So here we go, folks. There you go. Good crack. The podcast is back here. There you go. Oh my God, that's cold. had to do it. If you know Miles, the You Betcha guy, you'll get what that's from. But yeah, like I said, I was also going to plan on doing a live stream of the game last weekend. Not doing a live stream of the game where you could see the game. It would just be me bullshitting with other fans on Instagram and stuff who are ECHL fans while Florida and Idaho play, basically. Just to kind of interact and bullshit with people and just sit down and, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, shut off my brain for a bit. Don't think about work or anything. I just get to talk about hockey, just the stuff I enjoy, and bullshit with fans who enjoy the same kind of style of play that I do. So, I really think I wasn't able to do it. I was really tired last week, because last week was, we were finishing up everything at that job site that was like pretty much all hands on deck. So I was exhausted. I came home and that night I passed out really quick. I think I watched the first period, and because I was just so fucking, I knew I was tired. I watched the first period and I fell asleep for the rest of it and had to wake up seeing that the Everblades won it. So that was cool, I guess. But I do think I'm going to end up doing that this weekend. Or I should say it's Friday. Friday's the next game. Friday's game four. Let's see if the Everblades will complete the sweep then, or if they live to see another day, or if Idaho lives to see another day and play again Saturday. That'll be the last game in Florida. After that Saturday game, everything is back in Idaho. So we'll see. You know, they got Idaho up against the ropes. Who knows? I did watch a little bit of the Vegas and Florida series. It's been all right, I guess. It's been pretty good. They've been laying the body pretty well. I think the people need to drop the gloves maybe a bit more, but that's just me. I get it. It's the finals, but a lot of talk, especially after like the hit on Eichel or whatever, which I don't have a problem with the hit, but I think if you see a star go down like that, you should probably drop the gloves. It's just, you know, it is what it is. Maybe they'll get him back next game. I think the next game, sorry, don't mind, you know, Gates the puppy coming in here again. I think next game is tonight at 8. How much of that I'm going to watch, I don't know. Because, again, you know me, I'm more interested in the Kelly Cup. As fun as that sounds, I know other people are like, what the fuck is everybody? A lot of people are just stuck inside the NHL bubble, but there's plenty of great hockey out there that is outside of the NHL, i.e., you know, the Kelly Cup, or I don't know how the AHL is. But I enjoy watching the ECHL and the SPHL. I'd like to hopefully take a couple more trips next year when the hockey season's going on. I want to go back to Norfolk and back down to Fayetteville, and I got to go out west to Winston-Salem. That's where the Thunderbirds play in the FPHL. I know they lost in the finals to Danbury. Daniel Amesbury won a championship out there with Danbury, so that was really cool to see a tough guy hoist the cup like that in a league, so that was really cool. But yeah, I want to broaden my horizons, I guess, in terms of minor pro hockey and just start going to games more. It's the only thing that sucks is everything is, it's going to be kind of, I won't say expensive because it's really not terrible depending on, you know, where it is. But for the most part, to get minor pro hockey minimum, it's like an hour and a half away from us. So it is what it is. Like, I think Fayetteville would be the closest team. I mean, technically the Hurricanes are, but you couldn't fucking pay me to go to a fucking Hurricanes game. That's just not happening. I'm hoping to do more stuff with the boys at Hit Club when that starts kind of getting going again next season. I know this is their first season. They kind of got going halfway through it. The merch is going to be out really soon, folks. I actually just got word from Kurt the other day. Everything's pretty much ready to go. We just got to get a launch day, and that'll be it. So as soon as I get it, actually, I'll probably text him right after this. Whatever day we decide on, of course, I'll announce it on Instagram, and I'm sure they will as well on theirs and all the social media platforms. So believe me, the merch is coming. Everything's ready. We just got to pretty much get a date set, and probably we'll probably set it a week out, do a little bit of promo and everything like that. So believe me, the merch is coming, folks. I've been asked about that multiple times, but we are looking good on that front. So yeah, I don't really have too much to say. Like I said, I've been so out of the loop and with hockey and everything. Really, my whole life has been fucking work lately, which has sucked. Believe me, it really has not been fun. I'd rather do like anything else. So I apologize that I don't have too much to talk about. Going forward, I think you know, I'll be back in the swing of things. I've had to pause and unpause so many times on this fucking thing because I've just been just fumble fucking my words like an idiot. But it is what it is. But yeah, so I'm actually glad to be back, and I guess there's one thing I'll talk about, but before we get into that, and here's a quick message from our sponsor. Hockey fans, light the lamp during the hockey playoffs with DraftKings Sportsbook. New customers can make a $5 bet and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code THPN. Again, that is code THPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Massachusetts, call 800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. On behalf of Boohoo Casino and Resort in Kansas City, 21 or older in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/hockey terms. Again, that is code THPN. All right, hopefully that was tolerable for you guys. It's the first ad read I think I've ever done. I guess I did one for the old Mustache Classic a while back, but yeah, that was my first DraftKings ad read, so hopefully that's, you know, wasn't too bad for you guys and easy on the ears, I guess. But the one thing I wanted to discuss, and it's so like trivial and it doesn't really fucking matter, but it's just something I noticed on social media. It's just, it always irritates me. And I know Darren has talked about it before. So if you follow the page since last year, you remember I posted a video of, I was at the game. I always got there like before warmups started, cause I was wanting to make sure to be there for warmups in case anything happened. And of course I happened to be at the game where one thing happened. And it was when Kyle Neuber got into it with the Thrower brothers, Josh and Dalton of Atlanta. And nothing came of it. Neither guy got, or well, I should say, neither, all three of them, none of them got suspended. So was it really anything that bad? No, it was just a quick discussion at the red line. I think one of the Thrower brothers put their stick on Neuber's chest or something. Neuber swatted away with his stick and they had a talk and a couple guys got together, but nothing came of it. Nothing crazy. No harm, no foul. You know, just good old fashioned animosity at the red line. You got to love it. And of course, there's the people that come in. Mind you, this clip is like, I don't even know if it's a minute long, and it's not like they're playing. They're at warm-ups, and they're talking at the red line. Oh, some people have to comment. Oh, well, 24. Talked about Neuber, of course, over 24. Well, it looks like he can't skate. Oh, yeah, he's just been playing since 2009. Been playing pro since 2009. Played university hockey. Still in the ECHL today. Oh, yeah, but he can't skate. It's like the funniest thing to me, and I Darren has said it. I've said it before at nauseam, but like, what does that mean, you can't skate? And it's all, of course, it's just some Joe Blow. This actually, it was some dude on like running his fucking dog's account. It was a dog Instagram page. Oh, he can't skate. And basically, that's what I said, the exact same thing to him. Just like, he's been playing pro since 2009. You don't make it that far in pro hockey without being able to skate. And on top of that, I said, if you could skate better and take his spot, why don't you call the Florida Everblades up in the offseason and ask for a fucking tryout, because ECHL teams will do that. And I'm sure he's never going to do anything. And of course, nothing came of it. But it's just, it's the idiot with the dog page is going to tell a pro hockey player he can't skate. Really? That's what this one, that's what social media is in a nutshell, folks. You can't make this shit up. And so it's just, and somebody else said, yeah, it looks like he can't skate. And again, he's been playing pro since 2009. All these guys can fucking skate. It's that's like one of the worst, I guess, like critiques or insults somebody can give to a hockey player. Because it always just makes me laugh, really. It's not really insulting. It's like, he can't skate. Well, clearly he can. Where how well can you skate? I don't see your pro contract. Whereas, show me your hockey DB. Let me see how well you skate. And yeah, I get it. There's some guys that can't skate at the NHL level or whatever. If you're playing pro hockey, whether it's the FPHL or the fucking NHL, and you're getting signed to play, that means you could fucking skate. I'm sorry. That's just how it goes. It's not like this. This isn't fucking the movie Goon, where you get Doug Glad on figure skates out there and you're throwing them on the fucking ice. This isn't that. These guys know what the fuck they're doing. So it's just, shit like that always makes me laugh. It never ends on social media. That's, I will say, you know, the podcast Instagram page has grown quite a bit, and I'm not foolish. Obviously, it's got like 16,000 followers, something like that. It's not like that means it's going to get 16,000 listeners. I'm well aware of that. But as the page grows, it just gets more and more nauseating. And I'm glad the page grows, because it's more exposure for the players, and I guess the podcast too, but really it's more so for the players. There's not that many podcast elements on the Instagram page. It's really more so just, I'll post fight pictures or fight videos and stuff like that. Or recently I've been posting kind of happenings with the playoffs, so I post like the Everblades goal last night or whatever. But, oh yeah, it's just more room for the idiots to come in and just say, oh yeah, 24 can't skate. Oh, you're a fucking loser, dude. It's just eye rolling. So stuff like that always makes me laugh. Actually, I'm texting Darren now. Oh, fuck. Ryan Devine. There we go. Thanks, Darren. You're giving me some content while I'm recording here, making it easy. I'm sure it's a lot. It's nice when he texts me. I'm sure he loved it when I was pissed drunk at a fucking Norfolk bar texting him about, oh, fuck. Who was the goddamn Billet family that I was talking to? Matt Sommerfeld, that's who it was. For whatever reason, his name was escaping me for a second. Matt Sommerfeld, yeah. But, yeah, so Darren hit me with this little nugget of news here for Ice Wars, actually, as I was just bringing them up, brought them up previously. Ryan Devine, tough guy in the SPHL, and I believe that's who Jay out in Iowa, SPHL fan, said that is probably the top dog in the SPHL. So that's a really interesting candidate for Ice Wars. I'm happy to see him. I'm looking forward to seeing him compete in this event. I believe Swanson's in it. Schmidt is in it again. Amesbury is, I believe. Justice Smoke is in. So a lot of the big dogs from the previous Ice Wars are coming back. So I think it's going to be a great event. We'll see how it goes. But You know, hopefully it's out there at the Outlaw Saloon in Wyoming. So we will see how that goes. But yeah, so Ryan Devine in there. Look at that. Breaking news. Fourth line voice. You heard it from him first, folks. So, you know, credit him with the breaking news. I'm sure Ryan Devine probably posted or something like that. I just haven't been on social media. One sec. Man, that Busch Light tastes really fucking good, actually. Like I said, I haven't drank much. So damn, that's just hitting the spot. I haven't had a beer in a long ass time. But yeah, so where the fuck was I going with that before? Oh yeah, the whole, you know, guys can't skate thing. Oh, it's just, it's so old. It's like the same people who say that shit about Ryan Reeves. It's like, dude, he's in the fucking NHL. How are you going to tell me he can't skate? Just stop. So I always just laugh at people like that, but. Yeah, well, shout out to Darren for the information again. Like I said, providing a little extra content on this podcast. This I don't have much substance to offer here, folks. This was more so just kind of an update episode to let everybody know. I'll be back in the saddle coming up. My goal now, especially that I'm with the network now, and you know they taking a gamble signing me. I say, you know, loosely there, obviously, but you know I owe it to them at least to I believe I should be able to get one episode out a week. I don't see any issue with that. If anything, it'll be an episode every 2 weeks, but I think I would like to go back to the one episode a week schedule if I can. So you know, if anything changes like that in the future, I will let you guys know. But I guess with that being said, we'll wrap it up. We'll do a quick little 25-minute episode, just a snippet to get you guys started on your day to work or, you know, relaxing on the weekend. I hope you're not starting your weekend off by listening to me, because it's probably the worst start to your weekend you'll ever have. But thank you for everybody who kind of messaged me and reached out, because I had a few people like, you know, dude, you good? Because I haven't been on any social media really, or like doing the podcast or anything like that. So yes, folks, I'm doing well. Like I said, just got really caught up in work, so hopefully everything, we're gonna ramp up again, but it's not gonna be nearly like what that was. That was fucking miserable. So going forward, be on the lookout for more frequent releases. I know, like I said, I'm consistently inconsistent, but in all seriousness, after that we should be on a more consistent basis here at the show. Again, go check out the Hockey Podcast Network. Like I said, every NHL team is represented, so there's likely a show for you out there. Also, go check out Hit Club Hockey Supply. They're the guys who are doing the merch for the podcast, but they support the Tough Guys and all the minor pro hockey teams and leagues. So love what they're doing. There's a reason I partnered with them, and it wasn't just because they do cool merch. It was because I love what they stand for and the mission that they have for minor pro hockey and its players. So go check those guys out. And if you want to follow the podcast, give us a like/follow, whatever you want to call it, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. If you just search Five for Fighting Podcast, it's all going to be on there. So give us a follow there. And without further ado, I will leave you guys with that. And looking forward to talking to everyone in the next one. Thanks, everybody. You gotta fight for your right. You got